People you know.
Opinions that matter.
News you can trust. You're listening to The Best at Breakfast.
And now,
Ben Fordham comments.
Well, we've got a warning this morning to ministers in Macquarie Street in New South Wales Parliament because the taxi industry is howling and they feel completely abandoned. And like a lot of issues, there's a problem caused by government here because not that long ago, taxi plates were worth about $300,000, maybe even $350,000. They were hot property. And for some, they were factored into retirement plans. But not anymore, because most cabbies say they're worthless these days. You can't sell them. And that's because the market changed when ride-sharing services were legalised in 2015. And there's nothing wrong with competition. There are lots of people who prefer Uber over a taxi. But the government was caught asleep at the wheel. They legalised Uber without regulating the drastic transformation of the industry. So as a result, that wrote off the value of the taxi plates. And because the licences are purchased originally from the government, well, there had to be compensation. And that's always been acknowledged. The former Premier Mike Baird offered $20,000 per taxi plate, which was unacceptable. Fast forward 7 years and the situation still isn't resolved. The 5,000 families who own cab plates in New South Wales have not been compensated. 7 years on. And there seems to be very little interest from government. It's been flicked past between ministers. The only person who's come close to helping these people is David Elliott. Back in March, the Transport Minister proposed offering up to $200,000 for each of these plates. He said it could be paid for by extending the levy that passengers currently pay on Uber and taxi rides. It's currently set at $1 per ride. There was talk of increasing it to $2. But Cabinet and the bean counters rejected David Elliott's proposal. I don't know why. The Treasurer, Matt Keane, then spent like a drunken sailor in last month's state budget, $30 billion worth of promises. He pledged more money in New South Wales than both Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese combined during the federal election campaign. Everyone who wanted money got it, except the poor people in the taxi industry. They've been in the queue for 7 years. Why hasn't this been resolved? One cab owner, Peter, says most of us are 60 or 65 or over, and the plates were our superannuation. We were relying on their value to retire. The boss of the Taxi Council, Martin Rogers, tells us we had a positive meeting with the Premier and the Treasurer on June 27. They have committed for Treasury to conduct further analysis. We're approaching a month since that initial meeting. We're requesting a follow-up meeting, but it hasn't been provided. Well, leave it with us. We'll be following up on this next week. We've spoken to David Elliott's office. I don't know whether it's his job as Transport Minister or Matt Keane's responsibility as the Treasurer, but someone is going to have to step up next week and start providing some answers. Because at the end of 2015, they were told they could get $20,000. At the start of 2022, a figure of $200,000 was thrown around. The reality is they've got nothing. 7 years of gaslighting and buck passing and absolutely nothing to show for it. So to all of the taxi drivers out there, those who've got those plates, we will take it up next week. And you must look at all the spending that happened in the last budget and think, all right, well, is there anything for us? And can you imagine 7 years later still waiting for an answer? That's what they've been going through. You can give us a call whenever you want. Our number 131873. Email ben at 2gb.com. The text line 0460 873 873.